Lesson 3. Internet and friendships.
The internet harms friendships.
While the internet can bring people closer together, it can also harm friendships. Firstly, talking online is no replacement for face-to-face contact. Images really cannot replace a real-life smile or hug. According to a parenting expert, Denise Daniels, communicating through a screen makes it more difficult for children to concentrate or show kindness to others. As we know, important social skills are developed through direct contact with other people. It is these skills that enable us to develop lifelong friendships. Secondly, the internet can make people self-centered, not thinking of anyone or anything but themselves. For example, instead of having proper conversations with their friends, some people are only concerned with their online popularity. How many likes did I get? How many followers do I have? Though we know that the number of likes or followers cannot compare to having long-term and rewarding friendships. In addition, a lot of the content posted on social media is shallow or trivial. Posts about funny cat images do not necessarily help form meaningful relationships. Thirdly, online relationships may not be what they appear to be. Friendships are built on the basis of trust, and with online communication, you can never be 100% sure that the people you are chatting to is being honest about who they are. Because of this, going online can be particularly dangerous for people who are easily influenced or too trusting. In my opinion, friends should focus more on face-to-face communication and less on online communication. This is the best way to maintain healthy relationships.